Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To start the show, we talked about the popularity of and this idea that the Browns want to try and diminish Shador mania. And there is a little bit of talking out of both sides of your mouth, right? Like, all right, we drafted him, the value's too good, and that dude's going to sell a butt ton of jerseys, and if he does anything in the NFL, is going to help us with our image problem. But also, we don't want to deal with that right now.
Yeah. It's funny. I don't know the kid's name, but it's somebody that does social media stuff for the Browns. He put out something on LinkedIn, I think it was, that I saw. And it was like talking about how they were the second most popular NFL team as far as social media impressions and all this. And he did it in a very, like, I drove this to happen. And I was like, Shador drove this to happen. Like, it's nice that he got there.
But Gary on social media for the Browns, I think his creativity.
And he does some creative things.
In the font he chose.
He does.
Tweeting about Shador Sanders was the difference.
Whoever that kid is, he had a great Judkins video the other day that I enjoyed. Like, it was clever. It was nicely done. I could have, you know, left the schedule video behind somewhere. But it was like, we know what happened
here. He didn't
do
that one. No.
That was somebody else.
That was Chris in social
it's
media.
That's not my guy, Gary. Clearly not my guy, Gary.
Gary would never put out a lame-ass schedule release video.
It was like, we all know what drove that, though. So, yeah, in many ways, they benefit a lot from what goes on with Shador while also doing what's currently going on.
Which then led us to the conversation about who's more popular in Cleveland right now, because all I've heard from the tried-and-true Brown fans that I know is, and again, we're a country folk, all right? So there's, they like older quarterbacks, right? They like tall quarterbacks.
Is this also the group that Summers and Lodi?
No, that was just me.
Okay.
We're like, you know, Wadsworth's getting a little heavy right now for the 10-year-old. Let's send this one to Lodi to dry out. But the fact that, you know, older Browns fans tend to skew more excited about Joe Flacco, whereas the younger group tends to be excited about Shador. So we tweeted out, who is more popular in Cleveland right now, Shador or Joe Flacco? So I want to give you an update. 400 votes in, at Nick Wilson says.
Can we get our afternoon drive account to retweet this too, by the way?
I think we might have.
Okay.
Did you retweet it?
I didn't. I wasn't tagged in it, and I didn't seek it out.
Oh.
It's on the afternoon drive account too.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I can retweet it though.
I think, because you got your shapologist that follow you as well.
You're right. If I'm going to boost this up for Shador, that's probably the right route that I have to go here.
But 51.3% of voters saying Joe Flacco is more popular, 48.7% saying Shador.
Yeah,
I'm a little blown away.
I have a hard time believing that if you have every 50,000 people in the stadium, they get a ticket for one autograph each, and Joe Flacco's on one side of the football field and Shador's on the other side, that more people would go get Joe Flacco's autograph than Shador Sanders. Let's just drive it down to 50 people, and the two are there. I have a hard time thinking that's the case.
I really can't wait to see jersey distribution. I mean, granted, Mayor Bibb made sure we couldn't do a tailgate down there last year, so we wouldn't have been able to do this last year. We'll see about what's going forward. But again, let's worry about the local impacts here on business. But I would love to be able to just jersey count.
Well, some people are still going to have the Flacco jerseys from 2 years ago. So that will be a thing.
Do you think it will be even? You think we'll do one for one?
No, I don't.
You think Shador is going to put him to shame?
I expect a lot of Shador people to come up, fist bump me, and we do a
watch down.
We do wrists up, please, and we do some celebrations.
What do those celebrations look like?
I mean, it's Sunday before a Browns game. We can let the hair down a little bit. We can get as wild as you want to.
Now, while we started the show by saying, you know, let's not just go ahead and anoint Joe the starter. It's not Joe versus Kenny yet, though it might grow to be that. Colin Cowherd of the Herd with Colin Cowherd is ready to call the quarterback competition over for the Cleveland Browns.
Justin, I've seen enough. I'm calling in a wrap. The Herd newsroom is calling it in Ohio by a landslide. Shedeur Sanders should be starting. We are calling Ohio as the projected winner in a race that is not as close as the fake news projected. You can keep selling me on Pickett. You can keep selling me on Dylan Gabriel. Now, Flacco, I buy. Flacco, I like. He's one of my favorite guys that's ever played in the league. He's like, everybody likes Flacco, and I think he's going to win the starting job initially. I really like Flacco, but I'm calling it for Shedeur.
For who?
Colin, come on, man.
Why are so many people struggling with the pronunciation of Shedeur?
It's a hard name for a lot of people. We've gotten Shedeur. Yeah. That was yours.
That was making fun of. That wasn't McLuhan. McLuhan did the Shedeur. And then who initially did? And then, oh.
Diana,
let's talk about Shedeur. Did you want to watch him play quarterback, Diana? Chase Daniel. Not good. However, I
love that, though.
I forgot every point he made because of the Shedeur.
So basically what he's saying there is he doesn't believe in Kenny Pickett at all, which that tracks. He doesn't believe in Dylan Gabriel at all, which that tracks for a lot of us as well. He respects the hell out of Joe Flacco. It's why he thinks Joe Flacco will win the starting job to start the season, and then it'll be Shedeur, and it'll be off to the races.
It's the biggest couching of a sentiment, though, because he says, I'm ready to call the quarterback competition.
It was a fun line. I'm calling it for the state
Joe's
of Ohio.
But Joe's going to start week one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, then you're calling it for Joe Flacco, no?
I think he's calling it for Joe Flacco for being the same thing that everyone else is, for 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever that is. And then I think he thinks Shedeur then takes over the job from there and doesn't give it up. I think that's what he was trying to say.
There's really only two camps right now. There are people who think Shedeur is the fourth quarterback and he's got a non-existent chance of winning the job. And then there's a group of people who are like, the Browns, this is subterfuge. Shador's looked better. He's even looked better from when he did at rookie minicamps a week ago. Shador's going to be the starter. And it is wild to watch, even if Joe Flacco starts week one, it's wild to watch two camps. We're all getting the same information. We're all getting the same data information, right? Even the reporters who are watching Shedeur or Dylan Gabriel. It's hard to really mispronounce Dylan Gabriel's name. Dylan Gabriel's. They're coming away with different things. It's kind of social media in 2025 where we're all getting the same information and we're making different. My point is,
well, the hard part, and I listened to the segment with Colin. He first started talking off about Shedeur going 7 of 9, and he's like, anytime you have more touchdowns than you have incompletions, that's a pretty good day, wouldn't you say? And it's like, you can't use OTAs as the measuring stick here. Like you can't use what happened in a voluntary OTAs where he's throwing to third stringers as all of a sudden he's won it. I think he has very little belief in Kenny Pickett. That's what he was trying to tell you. And very little belief in Dylan Gabriel, which there's a lot of Browns fans that see it that exact same way. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I feel like you see it that same way too.
Yeah, but I think my point is they still have good or decent chances to win the starting job. Like, I don't think, like, I personally, if it was my, it would be between Flacco and it would be between Shedeur because Kenny Pickett never would have been traded for. I would have already cut DTR and it would just be a three quarterback room. And, but again, I, Like, I think, okay, but okay, getting back to the same information, different results and different inputs, different opinions, I think if you went to Kevin Stefanski, I think in his mind, the quarterback competition is Kenny Pickett versus Dylan Gabriel, and if neither of them do it, then it's Joe Flacco's
job. I don't think Colin's looking at it from any sort of information outside of just using the yesterday voluntary OTA stats. I think he's taking the big picture, like, here's what we know about Shador. He talked about how much he liked him at Colorado and how he had no offensive line, no run game, everything else associated with it, and how he's still playing against very tough teams, still was very, very productive. I think he's looking at that and saying, that's what I need to focus on. Forget the fifth round pick stuff. Forget everything else that happened in the slide, that should slide, that should drop, and take it for reality. Is someone with Shador's abilities and talent going to not be able to beat out Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel? And I think that's when Colin turns around and is like, he's not losing to those guys.
I just think it's incredible. And listen, good radio. Colin does good radio. That's why
the Ohio stuff was great. We're calling it for the state of Ohio.
It did the fake news thing. That was timely.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was unexpected.
I mean, the fake news, the reference itself is like seven years old. But yeah, very timely. At the same point.
Can we not say fake news anymore?
Well, no, I just think like if I wouldn't. If you're doing like a political thing, I don't think the president says fake news anymore.
It does. No, it feels dated. I'm with you. It feels a little dated, but it was funny. Fake news. Like he really
just a lot of vocal stuff that Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, I liked it.
I just think it's asinine that there's any sort of listen.
I think he's just looking at it from a logical perspective, though. Like, do you really have a lot of belief Dylan Gabriel's that great at football?
No, but they do.
Do you have a lot of belief that Kenny Pickett's that great at football?
No, but they do.
And so if you believe Shador Sanders is good at football and you think then it comes down to him and Joe Flacco saying Flacco wins the starting job and then Shador takes it over and then runs with it after that, is it's got to be the most logical conclusion you'd get to if you believe those things.
216-474-0092. Some are ready to call the Browns quarterback competition. I'm saying tomorrow will be day three of voluntary mini camps. Maybe let's slow our roll there. Big Nose driving around. What's up, Big Nose?
Howard, he's right. I think the kid, he's going to end up doing it. You know, when it's all said and done, Shadu will be the one at winner. Shadu.
Who?
That's our dude. Shadu.
Who's
he's
that?
He's messing with you. Big Nose is messing with you.
Shadu. Shador.
Ah.
I think he's messing with you. You did that intentionally, right, Big Nose?
Didn't get the bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. What's the matter with you, Nick? Bad job out of you.
There's a lot of things. There. I mean, Big Nose, if we're getting started, buddy, there's a lot of things wrong with me. Be good, bud.
I love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Big Nose. I thought he was going to... He almost did like an Akil Badu drop there.
Yeah. I think it was more that I just never heard Shador's name mispronounced that way, so I didn't get it was a bit at first.
Well, the more and more time we spend with Shador, the more and more people are going to mess it up in really, really magnificent ways.
I haven't heard
it.
Like,
shouldn't be that hard. I don't know.
Like, now, granted, it's Cleveland, and we mispronounce Mike Holmgren, but like I've never heard anyone nationally mispronounce Shador's name until the draft. I think it's a black flag against Shador. There's clearly some sort of like put on your tinfoil hat. Listen,
we all got Giannis Antetokounmpo right. It just took us a little bit. So I think
DJ Uiagalelei.
I think it's just a matter of time for some people.
Shadur. Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB insider, tells us whether he thinks or he believes in the Guardians as a playoff team and what they're missing. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.